Okay, so I'll lead through a four-stage condensed version of the Anapanasati. I have 20 minutes, 5 minutes a stage. And we're beginning as usual by just ensuring that qualities of a supportive posture are present, that the body is aligned and balanced, chest open, the contact with the ground stable, and once we're confident that's in place, sort of relaxing into that posture. Two stages of the Anapanasati. One trains oneself, breathing in long, I know I breathe in long. Breathing out long, I know I breathe out long. One trains oneself, breathing in short, I know I breathe in short. Breathing out short, I know I breathe out short. So turning the center of attention to the experience of the body breathing, noticing its duration, and noticing the texture or quality of the experience. At the beginning of the practice, we're turning our attention towards the direct experience of the movement of the body as we breathe. And if any ideas such as breath or body become apparent, just taking them as pointers, seeing what's there in our physical experience, tactile touch experience, that they're pointing to. and trains oneself aware of the whole body I breathe in. One trains oneself aware of the whole body I breathe out. So opening and expanding the center of attention to include the whole physical experience. That is, the body as lived from the inside. Permeating and saturating this physical experience with awareness, so that our awareness has this quality of embodied presence. Establishing a breadth of awareness, including the whole of physical experience, its feeling tones, and any emotions which find their home in the body. The center of attention is very open and broad, but also very embodied and grounded. And very present, here and now. One trains oneself, concentrating the mind, I breathe in. One trains oneself, concentrating the mind, I breathe out. So bringing in a particular fine point of focus, balancing that against this broad, open, embodied awareness. And in the point of focus, looking for a fine, clear, precise attentiveness that in itself is not tight or narrow, just particular. one trains oneself, liberating the mind. I breathe in. One trains oneself, liberating the mind. I breathe out. So in this stage, open to all experience. You might like to try this with your eyes open, making no particular effort to direct or change anything. Staying with direct, immediate experience as it is. If any ideas arise of this is me meditating, this is the room I'm meditating in, or any others, just taking them as pointers to the actual sense impressions that are arising.